Right now, we've got a local band in the studio that are doing loads and loads of gigs at the moment, and they've come in to talk about a specific gig they're doing in September, but I'm joined in the studio by the Retrobates. Good afternoon, guys.
Hello.
Oh, I thought it was going to be in harmony.
No.
They've only got one singer.
All right, sorry. No. Right, I'm joined in the studio by the band, so we've got Richie, Ian, Steve and Andy.
Hello.
Yeah, cool.
So we start off with Richie. Tell us what you do in the band.
So I am the lead vocalist and acoustic guitarist.
Yep.
I kind of am probably the one that people hear the most of in terms of vocals and a little bit of acoustic guitar as well.
And who does all the arrangements in the band?
We've kind of put them together. Sometimes Steve will come up with an idea and go, "Oh, let's try that," and he'll sit down with Ian, our guitarist here. You'll hear from him in a second, I'm sure.
No, I'm too shy.
So sometimes they'll work together on an arrangement, or we'll just be in a rehearsal studio and just kind of think, "Oh, we could try that," or you know. So it's something that's usually quite a sort of collaborative effort.
Now move over to Ian.
Oh,
hello, Ian.
Hello.
And tell us what you do in the band.
For my sins, I play lead guitar, very loud.
Very loud.
Oh, yes.
And
loudly.
Do you do any backing vocals?
I do. I wouldn't want to make that my mainstay, but yeah, I do a few shoutbacks, you know.
Right, okay. And then we've got Steve.
Hi there.
Hello, Steve. What do you play?
I play double bass, and along with Ian, do a little bit of backing vocals to help Richie out a bit.
Yep. And then we've got Andy, who does the hardest job in the band, I always think.
That's not true.
That's what he told me earlier.
More the animal, the crazy one at the back. Yeah, yeah, normally.
Drums, and not only does he do the drums, and I felt very sorry when I said to him, who looks after the PA?
Yeah,
it was me. And it's you as well.
Yeah, I set up all the leads and get everything all into one box so that I can hear these lot. Mm. They talk very sweetly to me. And then it comes out that lovely PA at the front.
And who's the one that always says, I'd love to be able to help pack away, but I've got to get off and get home.
Oh, it's definitely Richie.
Is it?
I wish it was.
It is always the lead singer, and all they do is pack up the microphone and they're out
the
door.
He's got the least and he goes.
It is well rehearsed and everyone sort of mucks it together, so it's good. It's a good atmosphere.
So how long are the band? How did you all meet? Have you all played in bands before, and how did you all get together for this one?
I knew Steve from a gig we all did a few years ago. That's how I met Steve, because a lot on the rock and roll circuit, a lot of musicians get together to do gigs that are available, and that's how I met Steve. Steve kept my number, and when he had an idea for this, he gave me that call.
And tell us about the band. Tell us about the band as in the music that you do, because it is something that's unique.
Yeah, well, so me and Ian, obviously, have been playing rock and roll for a good number of years, and out in the rock and roll scene, a lot of people do the same kind of numbers. So, being our ages, we remember the stuff from the 70s and the 80s, which we really like, and we've got a lot of knowledge of the rock and roll music and the rockabilly music, so we thought, well, can we change it around a little bit, go out and do some rockabilly and rock and roll, and change the music to the 70s and 80s, so put a bit of twist on it, which kept things a little bit more interesting.
Yeah.
And as Ian said, you know, I rung him up one day, pitched the ideas to him, and he was on board.
And how long have you been going for? Is it a couple of years now?
Yeah, time flies. Yeah, a couple of years.
And you're gigging all over, sort of. You said you're sort of starting off over this way, and you know, who's from Upminster? You're from Upminster.
I'm from Upminster.
That's Richie. Ian, where are you from?
I moved back to Southend yesterday, so that's why I look a bit tired and drained. We're up doing the boxes till about 10 last night. So.
Oh, you've got that nice seafront. You can go down the seafront for breakfast, though, can't you?
It's very rock and roll.
Yeah, it is. Loads of rock and roll. And also, you've got the fruit machines as you get bored at the weekends. Steve, whereabouts are you?
We live in South Woodham, just outside of Chelmsford.
Yep. And Andy?
Yeah, literally about 10 doors away from Steve. So we've known each other about the last 18 years. So that's how it all sort of come together for the two of us.
Surely not. You both look too young to know each other for that long.
Well, yeah, we're slightly older.
I like the way you got that bit in, slightly older. Right, we're going to do a song. We're going to play three songs from the album by the Retrobates. It's called Going Backwards, the album. It's a lovely little album here with a nice little... I'm just trying to show people, but it's got a clock on the front of it. It's Going Backwards. We've got quite a few tracks on here. So what's the first one? It's track number one. Tell us about the track.
It's from OMD's song, Enola Gay. We just wanted to do a swing version of it, or jivey kind of version, and we're kind of pleased with the result.
Enola Gay.
is the Retrobates. So you should give yourself a round of applause, guys. Because yeah, otherwise, you know, that's it. Because I don't like, it's one of those things where you have to give you, because it's like when you do a performance, you're like, yeah, well done. Now, you've got this gig coming up, and we have really close connections with St Francis Hospice, who do an amazing job for the people of Essex, looking after people with life-limiting illnesses. And they do this event, and it's Frankie's Classic Car and Bike Festival and Vintage Market. So you've got the cars for the guys, and then the girlfriend's going, oh, why not? And then they've got this vintage market as well. So it's, even if girls don't like cars, there's plenty of stuff to look up, you know, go around. It's on the 20th September, and you're going to be up on stage with Nicola Peach as well. Is she actually singing with you, or singing separately?
She's doing a separate set.
So far as you know.
As far as I know, yeah, no.
She is.
We played the St Francis Hospice Vintage Fair earlier in the year, I think it was, and she did a set there as well.
Yeah.
So she's doing her own set on the day, and then we're doing our set as well.
That's coming up on the 20th of September. How did you actually get involved? Are you sort of involved with the hospice, or did they ask you to do this from sort of seeing you previously, or how did you get involved with the guys there?
What happened last year, we went to a vintage do, which
Bobby's Girl Vintage was putting on, and we got speaking to Katie, and we gave her one of the cars for the band and a CD. So she took it away and had listened to it and liked what we'd done.
Yeah.
And that's when she invited us back to do the Christmas do at the Marconi Club last year, which is when we met up with Nicole, and she's asked us to do this one again. So, of course, we've done it for her.
Excellent. So that's going to be on the 20th of September. We'll obviously be talking about it more as it gets near, but there'll be children's rides and refreshments. The doors open at 10, closes at 4 o'clock. There'll be loads of cars. And if you want to get your car actually entered into it, you just need to look at the website sfh.org.uk. There's going to be an awards presentation later in the day and a full list of the classic car categories and more details about the event, as I said, on the website as well. And a big thank you to Fords at Dunton for supporting the event, because that's where it's going to be held. So well done to the guys down there. You've got Jive and Swinging, you've got a huge display of the cars, Retro Market and live music. They've got live music all day. How long are you playing for?
All day.
12 hours.
On and off, I think we're doing three half-hour sets or three 40-minute sets, something like that, throughout the day.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you about your music. Are you going to start, because you're doing the covers and you're all great musicians, are you going to try and get together original material, or is that going to be something you're not really up for doing?
We're just sort of taking well-known tunes.
Yeah.
It's funny with original material, because people haven't heard it before, and you know, it's they might not have the recognition factor, but it's certainly worth exploring if there's a place for it, you know.
So you think this might be something possible?
I think it's something we could do. It would change the concept of the band slightly, because the whole point was to do the change in the covers and doing the different arrangements of the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, not as you know it.
Yeah. Now we're going to play another song. I hope this is not dedicated to me, because it's really rude if so, but here we go. Don't laugh at me, Andy. Tell us why you picked out this tune. What did you like about it so much?
Well, I think I'm very much into the early rockabilly and country stuff, and I really love the Johnny Cash music.
Yep.
So we just it just came to me that the Queen number probably would have worked as a Johnny Cash style, and pitched it again to Ian. He'd done his little riff, and it just fell into place quite easy.
And what is this song called?
Fat Bottom Girls.
There we go. Well, I've been singing with my band across the line, across the land. I've seen every blue eye foozy along the way. Their beauty and their style, they kind of smooth after a while. Take me to them lovely ladies every time. Well, won't you take me home tonight? Oh,
thank you.
That's what you want to hear. You want to hear loads of round of applause. Now, I'm joined in the studio by the Retrobates. That is Richie, Ian, Steve and Andy. As we mentioned before, they are going to be playing on the 20th at Dunton, which is the festival, the car festival for St Francis Hospice, raising loads of money. How much is it they have to make a year? Do you know, roughly?
£7.3 million, I think, to cover all the cost of their services.
Yeah.
So I think every penny from this event and also other fundraising events just goes straight towards that. So it's a very worthy cause.
Yep. And they do a great job there. My sister was there actually about 13 years ago. She sadly passed away from cancer, but they did an amazing job. I remember ringing her up one night and she said, I said, what's that noise in the background? And she went, it's the drinks trolley. And I thought to myself, they've got to be just not a drinks trolley, but she was having a Bailey's. Seriously, she was. Oh, I said, right, you are. So yeah, but they do a great job. They come in and people sort of give up their time to like foot massages, and they come in and do people's hair, and they have loads of events going on. But the atmosphere in there is very, very positive, and it's not just for people. As I said, it's not just for the families; it's for the patients as well. But even for people that might need a little bit of respite as well, they do an amazing job. It's a great team down there. Really is, and they deserve to get all the money. So if you do have any fundraising events and you're thinking, where can the money go? St Francis Hospice is a great organisation, and you can find out more, all the W's, sfh.org.uk. So you've got this gig coming up in September. What other gigs have you got coming up, and are you doing any of the festivals this year?
Do we have the Dying Days?
Do we have Mr. Steve?
No, well, the one after that, we've just got... the gig in Southend and Ferris. The Oaklands, which is we've played there a couple of times for, and that's the only other one we've got left this year so far.
Yeah. So you're up at, so if you do want to book the band, obviously we'll have all the details up on the website and we'll send you a link to their Facebook page. And when you went into the studio, who did all the sort of producing on the tracks?
That's a good point. That's Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp.
Not the Johnny Depp.
Really? Did you see what Johnny Depp?
We've got connections.
I was like, right, really?
He's musical, but
Is that really his name, Johnny Depp?
His name's Johnny. That's the real part. But he Depp's with us. How he got the name? He was he's in so many bands he can't commit himself to one. But he used to just play along with us just to get us going. But he wouldn't join. But he did all the gigs, and then finally Andy came along as a permanent drummer, and so we haven't looked back. But it's been great because Johnny is a great producer, and he's produced some bigger names on the scene.
Yeah.
He did Robin Trower, and he did The Hamsters, did their recordings. You can actually go into Virgin Records and buy CDs with his credits on it. So, but great guy, lovely recording for me, very clear, very sparkling. So,
very pleased with the results.
And you've got 12 tracks on here. So, what are you? We're going to play the last track to end the interview, which is going to be a Madness track. What's your personal favourite tracks on the album for each of you?
Well, I like them.
Why?
I suppose in Enola Gay, really, because I was sat indoors and that was my little baby that I nurtured, that little song. But they're all great folks and they're all reasonably priced. It's £6 at the gigs. Come and buy them.
That's the thing, actually. So are you selling quite a lot of these when you've got all your friends, family and everybody,
We've done well so far.
We've mainly so far just been selling them at gigs and through the Facebook page but I think we're going to get an online store up so that people can buy there as well.
I mean, there's a guy called Bernie Keith that does a rock and roll show and in the home counties, and we've had people contact us through Facebook and ring us up, so the CD's gone up to Lincoln and quite all over the country actually.
Australia,
so
we've done, well,
it's gone out to Australia, so we're trying to get worldwide, but we haven't actually really left Essex yet, but we're working on it.
Well, you always want that call saying, can you come over? Yeah, certainly we can come to Australia, just get the
tickets, just make sure the expenses are paid for.
I was going to say, if you want to book the band, where can people find out more about it? You've got a Facebook page. What's the details of Facebook?
Yeah, so you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRetrobatesUK. There you can find links to our tracks, our tour dates, well, gig dates, and I believe there's also some contact details on there as well to get in touch with us.
And have you got any video anywhere? Are you on YouTube yet?
There's a lot of fan footage actually on YouTube.
So if you want to check the guys out to see what they're like performing live, you can check them out on YouTube. If you want to book them for your pub or you've got a private party, you're up for loads of gigs, aren't you?
Yeah, weddings.
You'd be surprised what we're up for.
I'm sorry, I said that really wrong, and I was looking at you as I said it, so I do apologise. Sorry about that. Just want to put this bit of paper up there. So thanks very much to Richie, Ian, Steve, and Andy. Don't forget, you can find out more about the guys if you check them out on Facebook, and obviously the gig they've got coming up for St Francis Hospice on the 20th of September. Now, who don't like madness? Who don't like madness?
Everyone.
Exactly.
And they've been going for such a long time. I mean, the thing is, they sort of died a little bit, didn't they? Went off, and now they've come back, and they gig all the time.
So basically, Suggs, if you're listening, you know, we'll support you anytime.
Well, you don't know, actually. That'd be quite a good idea, wouldn't it? You should get in contact with their manager.
Well, you never know.
Brilliant.
Yeah, go on tour with them. Now, this is your version of Baggy Trousers. Thanks for coming in. If you want to get a copy of the album, you can get it through the Facebook page. It's £6. The Retrobates, it's called Going Backwards. You've got 12 quality tracks on there. We're going to finish with this one, and it is Baggy Trousers by Madness. So thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you. Thanks a lot. Bye. Right, 11:49. Here we go. And let me not just do that by playing a song right in the middle, whereas it was still playing. I can't see the what number is it? I've lost it. Oh, gosh.
It's number 10.
Oh, is it number 10? Oh, there we go. Right, there we go. We'll cut that bit out. I won't show myself being unprofessional there. We'll pretend that I skipped this straight away. Here we go.
Just another plug.